AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, President Trump says talks to reach peace between Russia and Ukraine are reaching ahead.
It's coming to a head right now.
The president's remarks came hours after Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned the U.S. may walk away from efforts to reach a peace deal if there's no progress in coming days.
If it's not going to happen, then we're just going to move on.
Saying Washington will decide in a matter of days. In the Oval Office, the president was asked if Russia's playing him in the push for peace.
Nobody's playing anybody.
But says if either party makes it hard to reach a deal.
We're just going to say you're foolish, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass. But hopefully we won't have to do that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that a unique veto by Wisconsin's governor is valid.
The Wisconsin State Supreme Court has ruled that the creative use by Wisconsin's governor of a uniquely powerful veto to lock in a school funding increase for 400 years may be attention-grabbing, but it was also constitutional. Wisconsin is the only state where governors can partially veto spending bills by striking words, numbers, and punctuation to create new meaning or spending amounts. The governor took an increase for the 2023-24 and 2024-25 school years and vetoed the 20 from the beginning of those years, and also vetoed the hyphen to make the end date for the school funding increase 2024-25 or 400 years from now. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
About 10,000 pages of records related to the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy were released, including handwritten notes by the gunman. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the Trump administration's plans to expand the U.S. immigration detention system.
Already nearly 7,000 people are in immigration detention centers in the U.S. waiting to learn if they'll be deported. And the Trump administration wants to be able to hold tens of thousands more migrants, a potential bonanza for private prison companies that set up facilities in remote places. Last week, Todd Lyons, the acting director of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, said ICE needs to get better at treating this like a business. Ormero Lopez Jr. is with Immigration Services and Legal Advocacy.
If we were to get rid of private prisons as the places that run these locations, then you would end up with a completely different system because the incentive would not be to make money and detain people for as long as possible and provide them with as little care as necessary.
I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.